Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom because life can get pretty chaotic, right? And sometimes we need a little reminder to stay grounded and focused on what truly matters. Today's topic is something I hear from people all the time. The importance of setting boundaries in life. You know that feeling when you're constantly giving and giving, but never really receiving back? When you feel overwhelmed and like you're just running on fumes. That, my friends, is a clear sign that it's time to set some healthy boundaries. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or uncaring. It's about protecting your energy, your time, and your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house and take whatever they wanted, right? Your personal space is sacred, and that same respect needs to be applied to your mental, emotional, and even physical space. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you master the art of boundary setting. 1. Know yourself. Before you can set boundaries with others, you need to know yourself. What are your values? What makes you feel drained or uncomfortable? What are your non-negotiables? Take some time for self-reflection and really dig deep. Think about those times when you felt resentment or taken advantage of. What were the common threads? Understanding your needs and limits is the foundation for setting healthy boundaries. 2. Start small. Don't try to overhaul everything at once. Setting boundaries can be a gradual process, so start small and build from there. Maybe it's saying no to an extra commitment this week or politely declining invitations that don't align with your priorities. Remember, practice makes perfect. 3. Be clear and direct. Once you know what your boundaries are, communicate them clearly and directly to others. Don't beat around the bush or leave things open to interpretation. Be firm and assertive, but also kind and respectful. 4. Expect pushback. Not everyone will be happy with your new boundaries, especially if they're used to you saying yes to everything. Be prepared for some resistance and don't let it discourage you. Stand your ground and remember that you deserve to be respected. 5. Practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries can be tough, so be kind to yourself along the way. It's okay to make mistakes or stumble. Just keep learning and adjusting as you go. Remember, you're worth it. Ever felt like your time is constantly being consumed by others? Like you're always putting everyone else's needs before your own? Maybe you've been in a situation where someone keeps asking for favors, even though you're already stretched thin. This is something I deal with all the time between running my podcast, staying on top of my social media, and trying to have a life outside of work. It can be really easy to fall into a trap of saying yes to everything, but it's essential to recognize when you need to step back. A few months ago, I had a friend who kept asking me for help with their business launch. They were constantly bombarding me with emails and phone calls, even late at night. While I genuinely wanted to support them, I was already feeling overwhelmed with my own projects. So I took a deep breath, sat down, and had an honest conversation with them. I explained that while I admired their ambition, I didn't have the bandwidth to take on any extra commitments right now. I offered some alternative suggestions, like connecting them with resources or recommending other professionals who could help. To my surprise, they were incredibly understanding. It was a relief to finally set that boundary and protect my own time and energy. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish. It's about honoring your own needs and values so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Start small, be clear with your communication, and don't be afraid to say no when necessary. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it gets easier, and the rewards are well worth it. Now, I want to hear from you. What boundaries have you struggled with setting in the past? Share your experiences and tips in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey. Until next time, keep that stoic spirit strong and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.